Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Die groot probleem vanmiddag op die paaie van Gauteng is die ongeluk in Magalies in Wildersdrift op die N14 Oos. Die pad is toe by Beyers Noordere Heiland afrit as gevolg van 'n ongeluk in die area.
Die minister van Klein Sake Ontwikkeling, Stella and Debbie Abrams, eis dringende optrede teen die verkoop van voedsel wat verval en onveilig is. Dit volg nadat talle leders in Gauteng, Limpopo en Mpumalanga siek geword het. En Debbie Abrams dring aan op die strenger toepassing van reëls. Nou na die Weskaap, waar die polisie 3 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem het in verband met 'n skietery in Bishop Lywes wat die lewens van 7 mense geëis het. Die motief vir die voorval is nog onbekend op hierdie stadium. En die Wêreldgesondheid Organisasie beklemtoon lugbesoedeling hou 'n bedreiging vir kindergesondheid en lei jaarliks tot 6,7 miljoen vroegtydige sterftes. Altesaam 4 miljoen mense is in 2019 aan buitelugbesoedeling dood. Die meerderheid van die sterftes was in lae en middelinkomste lande. Nou vir die jongste saaknies, Abri Grobler van PSG Wealth Pretoria Oos vertel ons meer.
Die JSE sluit die dag af op 'n positiewe noot en eindig 0,1% hoër. Die nywerheidsindeks het vandag uitgestaan en sluit 0,9% hoër. Dit dank aan sterk bewegings in Naspers wat 2,2% hoër eindig. Prosus sluit 1,7% hoër en dan Shoprite eindig 1,6% sterker.
Grobler voeg by dat finansiële aandele 'n moeilike dag gehad het.
Finansiële indeks sluit sommer 1,1% laer. As ons kyk na maatskappye nuus, het Dis-Chem vanoggend hulle resultate vir die halfjaar bekend gemaak. Groep omset het met 9,6% gestyg, terwyl wesensverdienste per aandeel met 16,3% gestyg het. Die aandeel sluit egter 3,7% laer. Ander nuus wat uitgestaan het vandag was die aankondiging vanaf Mondi dat hulle papiermeule in Bulgarije permanent gaan sluit as gevolg van die brandskade wat daar gelei was toe daar 'n vuur in die meul uitgebreek het die 24ste September. Die aandeel sluit sowat 1% hoër.
'n Dollar kos R17.64, euro R19 en 'n pond R22.92. Goud verhandel teen $2,740.25 per fyn ons. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 6.
Sports news brought to you by Superbet. Know your team better than anyone else? Well, prove it at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with rugby news. The DHL Stormers hooker Andre Hugo Venter will run out for his 50th cap in the team's jumper when he takes the field against defending Vodacom United Rugby Championship champions Glasgow Warriors. That's happening in Stellenbosch tomorrow. Venter will lead the team out in an early kickoff at 1:45 in the student town as he gets to start alongside some more seasoned teammates with John Dobson, bringing back two World Cup winners in Marnie Lubbock and Frans Malherbe. Protea coach Shukri Conrad has confirmed that test captain Themba Bavuma has been ruled out of the second test against Bangladesh next week. Bavuma also missed the Protea's 7-wicket victory in the first test in Dakar after injuring his elbow in the recent one-day international series against Ireland that was held in the United Arab Emirates.
There was a plan, there was a program that he was following, and no, we didn't wait for the result. We just feel medically he's not going to be ready for the second test, and we'll tone down the program so that he can be ready for the Sri Lankan series.
New Zealand were in sight of a historic win in India after spinner Mitchell Santner took 7 for 53 to help bowl out the host cheaply in the second test match earlier today. A stunned India fell 256 all out in their reply, gifting the visitors a first innings lead of 103 on a turning pitch in Pune. There is some live tennis action on the go at the moment. Alexander Zverev is up against Lorenzo Musetti, and that's at the Vienna Open. Zverev winning the first set by 6-2. Musetti coming back strongly in the second set, leading by 3-3. And at the Swiss Indoor in Basel, Andre Rublev is up against Ben Shelton. Shelton winning the first set.